Hey, Joe, it's Jim O'Brien over at CSX. How are you, sir?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Sitting here with Ryan, and we're looking at pizzapopolis.com right now. So I'm waiting for a Pizzapopolis breakfast pizza.
Oh. That sounds pretty good.
That does sound pretty good. Well, we wanted to call you, and we talk a lot about restarting the Motor City. And for you guys, we saw the remodel for the Greektown store, and it looks awesome. You guys put a lot of time and effort into that.
Well, it was time for us to, you know, kind of give it a little bit of a facelift. You know, we all kind of need to reimage and reimagine things and take the cobwebs off a little bit, you know.
And it's cool because when we saw the initial photos, you're acknowledging local people, obviously, you know, the Detroit sports heroes and music people and stuff like that, and even automotive. But you're from here, Joe. I mean, Joe, if you guys don't know, the owner and founder of Pizzapopolis, you, Highland Park?
Highland Park, born in Highland Park, raised in Detroit, been in Detroit all my life.
How did you bring the Chicago-style deep dish back here? How did that happen?
Well, it was actually kind of funny. We went, a group of us took a trip over to Chicago. We did a double duty there. We watched the Lions play the Bears, and we watched Michigan play Illinois. And the last day we were there, everybody was deciding, okay, what restaurant are we going to go to? So we're kind of like looking around, you know, and we're like, okay, this place looks pretty interesting. Let's go stop in there and check it out. So we stopped into a place over there, and pizza I wasn't really fond of at that time, believe it or not, and had this spinach deep dish pizza, and it just blew my mind. And I said, that's what I want to do when I go back home.
So were you in the restaurant industry at the time, Joe? I mean, were you a restaurateur?
No.
What were you doing?
I was not. Well, we had an independent business.
Okay.
I mean, so my dad, when he came over here back in the early 50s, you know, he immigrated here. And, you know, like most of people, Chaldean people, they started in like either grocery stores or, you know, like little small convenience stores, supermarkets, things
sure.
of that nature. And that's how we started. So generationally, I mean, through my dad, through my grandfather, through my great grandfather, we've all always been independent business owners of one sort or another.
That's so cool, though, and for you, but you found something you genuinely love because you discovered it and brought it back here, and it's just you can tell when you go. I'm not just saying this because we're talking to you, Joe. When you go to Pizzapopolis, it's right every time. It's right every time, and that pizza, man, I don't know who can eat a large in one sitting. You should have a dare or something for that, but my God, it's good, dude.
We had a few years ago, we had a guy that thought he could do it, and actually there was $2,000 on the table that he could do it.
Really?
And we had to have a time frame. Yep, we had a time frame, and he didn't do it.
How much does a large weigh?
He didn't do it.
How much does
it's probably about 5 pounds. Yeah, it's about 5 pounds.
It's so good, man. And now, good on you for doing the Detroit.
If it had any kind of curves to it, we could probably do some bicep curls with it.
But you should.
It's got a weird shape to it, so, you know, it's kind of hard to do bicep curls with it.
Well, we're glad everything you guys are doing. Congrats on the remodel in Greektown, and it's cool to see the Detroit-style deep dishes added to the menu as well. The crust? How's the crust, Joe? Year. It's got to be the crust.
Yep.
Is the crust good?
It's all about the dough, dude. It's all about the dough. You know, if you make dough, if you make good dough, you can make some dough. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you get a good starter, and I saw you guys are, you know, using the white cheddar and the mozzarella as well. So you got a good crunch to it.
Yep, got a good crunch to it. Got a lot of air to it, and yeah, that's we're pretty proud of what we did. with that. And we're, you know, of course, we've always, you know, tried to have the highest quality, you know, ingredients and, you know, methods of making it all the time. So, you know, we do our best.
This is cool. Joe Sheena, owner and founder of Pizzapopolis. Of course, don't forget all the locations here in the Motor City, pizzapopolis.com. But we're really excited about Greektown as well. And thanks for everything you do here in the Motor City. Let's stay in touch. Okay, Joe?
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you. Keep up the great work like you always do.
Thanks, Joe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.